Audi.
Hello and welcome to the Big Travel Podcast. I'm Lisa Francesca Nand. Well, if you're expecting to tune in and hear another Big Travel Podcast guest, my apologies. I haven't recorded a new one for a little while because we've been so focused on all the developing travel news. And what a period it is for developing travel news. Some good news finally in that quarantine-free travel is going to finally resume on the 19th of July. And that's for fully vaccinated passengers returning from amber list countries. So basically, if you've had the double vaccine and you've had it in the UK, you will be able to go on holiday or visit friends and family or travel for business abroad to amber list countries, and they will be essentially turned into green list countries for you. What that means is you will have to, on the way back pre-departure, you'll have to get a test leaving the country you're leaving to get back into the UK. When you're in the UK, you'll have to do a test on day two, but you will no longer have to isolate at home. So it will take away the requirement to pay for a test on day eight, and also take away the requirement to spend 10 days in the house, which was pretty strict. You couldn't even go out. So unfortunately, at the moment, that's only for double vaccinated people. And even more unfortunately, it's only for people who've been double vaccinated in the UK. Now, this is something I'm not seeing talked about a lot, and I'm really hoping the government are going to change it. I've tweeted Grant Shapps, the Transport Minister, a couple of times, but he hasn't got back to me. However, it means that people who are living outside the UK, such as people living in the EU or the US or indeed anywhere else, are still not able to get back into the country, into the UK, without quarantining because their EU or their US vaccines are not accepted, which to me seems absolutely ridiculous because they're the same in many instances. They're the same type of vaccine. They're the Pfizer, they're the Moderna, they're the AstraZeneca. So this is the world we're living in at the moment. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just reporting on the news. But yes, very frustrating. But for people here in the UK, it means we can finally go on holiday. Now, if you'd have asked me a few months ago if I'd have thought that sending people who have had the vaccine away and giving them the opportunity to not isolate would be quite discriminating against those people who couldn't have the vaccine. But I'm going to stand by my opinion that it's actually a very, very, very good thing, because it's no longer just about holidays and it's no longer just about travel. It's about saving hundreds of thousands of jobs that are directly and indirectly related to aviation and the travel industry. We're not just talking about the pilots or the air stewards or the people that work in the airports. We're talking about everything that trickles down from that, from the taxi drivers sitting outside Heathrow and all other airports, to the train people, to the bus people, to the cafes, to the bars, to the restaurants, to the cleaners, all the jobs that are affected by travel and aviation. I speak to travel agents on a regular basis, and one of them has said that she has spent the last 18 months just booking and rebooking and booking and rebooking and not even getting paid for it, not getting any support from the government either through the self-employed scheme or the furlough scheme, because people have slipped through this net. So we need to start saving travel, and if getting the double vaccinated people moving is the way we can do it at first, then at least it's something, isn't it? It's something. It is a shame for people who will still have to isolate if you haven't had the double vaccine. However, you do still have the opportunity to go away to green list countries, or also to take the option to go to amber list countries and isolate. I do hope we'll have some more news. We have a green list update supposedly due on July the 15th. It'd be nice to have some more destinations added to the green list. Asked whether I can predict if things are going to be added to the green list, I honestly have no idea. I don't know what's going on in terms of the data the government are looking at. Not all of it made sense to me last time. Certainly, I would have appreciated that more green list countries could be added. Certainly, getting that corridor open with the USA would be very, very good. Apparently, we're losing something like $30 million a day not having that link set up in terms of tourism and business. And also, I really, really would like for the Transport Secretary and the government to look at this issue with just accepting accepting UK-administered vaccines. We need inbound tourism into this country. I was in London last weekend, and although it was beautiful for me and great to be back home in my old stomping ground of Southeast London in Greenwich, it was quiet. It was absolutely quiet. There are zero foreign tourists here in the UK, pretty much, at the moment. Because if you're a foreign tourist, you have to come and isolate for 10 days. Now, who can do that just for a holiday? Not many people. So we need to get people back here as well as people moving. We talk about travel being, oh, when can we go on holiday? When can I see my friends and family abroad? When can I go away for business? But it's not just about that. It's an estimated £53 billion a year that we make from inbound tourism. We need people here. And I just hope the government realizes that and makes some amendments as soon as possible. In the meantime, as far as the Big Travel podcast goes, that's my latest update. I've been on crazy amount of TV and radio talking about this. It's been really good to be invited. It's been great for the podcast, and we've got a lot of new listeners. So very well, big welcome to you. It's lovely to have you on board. What we usually do is chat to interesting and well-known people about their lives through travel. And I'm busy working on guests for the coming new season. I've never separated it into seasons before, but I've had about 6 weeks off now of interviewing guests. So I'm going to get back on it soon, and it'll have some brilliant guests as usual lined up for you. In the meantime, there's a back catalogue of, I think it's 120 episodes of guest interviews that you can work your way through. So thank you so much for sticking with us and for being such loyal listeners. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm at LFNand and also at Big Travel Pod. I'm also on Instagram, The Big Travel Podcast, and Lisa Francesca Nand. I'm on Facebook. I'm always happy to chat if you'd like to get in touch. Thank you for being wonderful listeners to The Big Travel Podcast. We'll be back very soon.